Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Give me a percentage between 1 and 100, obviously. What's the percentage to you that baseball returns during the 2020 summer?
I'd say 95%. That there's no way they can have baseball. You know, both sides realize, you know, it would be suicidal for the sport. I don't take decades for the sport to recover. There was no baseball simply because of the economic dispute. So I really believe something will get worked out.
Really? Because I've kind of downplayed. There's been a lot of people say, well, if they don't have a sport, it's going to be the death of Major League Baseball. And I think they got a lot of dedicated fans. I think it might stick in some people's craw, but I think people could get over it if they came back to the table and got something ready for 2021. You don't agree with that?
I don't. I mean, 2021, going to happen no matter what. I mean, you know, unless the players go on strike or something in late summer, but that's certainly going to have the start of the 2021 season. I remember in World Series was canceled in 94, and it took about 13 years for attendance to rise back up to that level again. Attendance has declined in baseball the last 4 years. I just think with the 40 million Americans out of work, people dying with the pandemic, that not go to back to baseball just because you're arguing over money. I don't think people would have the appetite for it. I think baseball. I'm not saying baseball would be dead, but I don't think it would recover in our lifetime.
Bob, are we just seeing standard negotiating tactics right now when we hear about 120 games and the next day it's down to 50 and maybe they're just trying to find that sweet spot in the middle? Or do you think not only is this a real negotiation, that this is something that may not be able to get mended? I mean, I heard you say your odds, but how could the sides be this far apart?
Well, the March 26th agreement just had loopholes. I mean, black and white in there, it says if there are travel restrictions, if fans are allowed in the ballpark, you know, let's renegotiate and talk about a salary structure. Later on in the agreement, doesn't even mention that. So there was, you know, holes in that agreement. It was a little sloppy. So the union sticking to their guns, saying, okay, we already agreed to prorated pay. And the owners are saying, yeah, but that was with fans, not without fans. So that's a problem. I think eventually, you know, as time goes on here, I'm not sure they can even squeeze in 82 games, maybe squeeze in 70. But I do believe they'll have at least 60-game season.
And if it ends up being 60 games, how does that look? Do you think divisions will still be in play? I was talking about, maybe this is too crazy, a round-robin situation where you play every team in your league maybe three or four games, and that's it. I imagine they're probably not going to do that, but how would that season look, do you think, from what you're hearing?
Well, I mean, worst comes to worst, they do a tournament, you know, like so you suggested a round-robin tournament in September. I'm not sure how that would look, but that's a last straw type thing. I think here the divisions will still stay the same. I mean, Cleveland Indians will only play teams in NL Central and AL Central, and that's it. And, you know, people say, well, there should be an asterisk and things like that. But you talk to people, managers, GMs, players, they say winning a World Series this year may mean more than any other, just in light of what everything has happened through in this country.
So in the terms of an asterisk, they'd have no problem with an asterisk considering, hey, you go out there and do that considering what everything else is going on.
Yeah, and, you know, in the record books, there would be no asterisk. There really wouldn't be. I mean, There was no asterisk when the Dodgers won in 81 with a split season. You know, the Braves won their only World Series in 95 with 144 games. But to win in the year of a pandemic, and that the country's going through now, I think the players and managers are right that it may mean more than any other season.
Bob Nightingale joined us on the hotline. So when we think about how there is now this allegation that's out there, and you tell us if you think this is too far off and beyond the pale, but that some owners around Major League Baseball, they'd rather just have no season at all because they are crying poor and saying they'll lose money without having fans in the stands, without being able to capitalize on concessions, merchandise, potentially parking, depending on how their setup is. Do you think any of that is possible?
I think some fans think that, I mean, some owners believe that, yeah, they'll lose more money by playing than not playing. I have not heard owners say, even privately, that, yeah, I'm hoping there's no season. You know, some people may get frustrated and say, oh, man, you know, this is going to crush us. You know, you look at a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, very small TV contract, just like the Cleveland Indians, but they draw 3 million fans. They're going to get crushed by this. But yet, you know, never once did the Mark Antanasio say, oh, yeah, I don't want a season. So I believe people might think that privately, but I think when it comes to voting, you know, you're not going to have a voter vote no, a no season. That would come out publicly as well.
Yeah, speaking of things coming out publicly, and we always say, oh, we got to see the books. You don't show us the books. Let us see the books. I'm struggling to try to make this comparison here, Bob, because I heard, 2018 they made, $10.7 billion in revenue amongst Major League Baseball teams. Now, I know that not all that's the shared and equitable whatever, but I hear that, and then I'm told 3 years later, less than 3 years later, that, well, you know, there's maybe five teams that could go bankrupt here. Well, what is it? It was somebody lying to me then, or somebody lying to me now? Was anybody lying at all? How do you see it there, Bob?
Well, some teams could claim bankruptcy just because of what they're going through now. And they're borrowing money and get the team. You know, they're not going to have that revenue going through. But yet, you know, every team made money last year except for the Miami Marlins. Every team has gone up, you know, potentially huge in the in franchise value, except for the Marlins. So, but even the Marlins were sold for $1.2 billion, and that was I would say bought for less than $200 million at the time. So, yeah, so you can argue all you want, you know, on paper, but those franchises are worth a lot of money. So I think what the union is saying is, yeah, you may all lose some money this year, but it's still going to help you in the long run. You're going to make this money back.
All right, well, we have to ask the question. It's not one that we enjoy asking here in Cleveland, but obviously we know that Francisco Lindor, his future, we're counting down the days to how long he's going to be an Indian. If all of a sudden they decide, yeah, we're going to rock and roll 50 games, let's go, race to the finish, do you think there's a chance Lindor would not be a part of it with the Indians?
No, I think especially now with the you know, the salaries and everything else, you know, if there's a trade deadline, it's probably, you know, someone will only have a guy for a month. So I think it's almost impossible to trade a Lindor. Impossible to trade almost any big star making money. So, and particularly, you know, like you said, a short season, everybody's in this thing. And the Indians were in this thing, you know, even with their 162 games, but 50 game, you know, even teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates are in it. So, no, I'll be, I can't see him at all being traded now. And I think it'd be tougher to trade him next offseason as well, just because with all these teams taking financial hits, nobody may have the appetite to take on that salary, particularly knowing you only have him for 1 year.
Bob Nightingale joining us on the show, at B Nightingale. Yeah, guys, I don't know how you trade a guy like that, especially if you have a 50 or 60 game season, because I'm looking at it as a fan. It's not just about, because I think sometimes guys like me, and I'll admit this, Bob, guys like me get on our soapbox and we say, we need to hold Paul Dolan's feet to the fire and hold him accountable. Well, no, it's just a simple thing of, listen, man, I know that you could get some value back for him, and we heard last winter might have been the best time, and who the hell knows what's coming around this time. Maybe you had to take a bit of a bath yourself on what the value is for Francisco Lindor, but you got a really good baseball player there. You had injuries during their original spring training. Most of those guys seem to be healthy now. You guys got to go for the gusto if you're going to have a 50 or 60 game season, don't you? It's just simple competition.
Oh, absolutely. And when it was a Hershey's two-game season, if, you know, pandemic had never hit, I'm sure they would have kept him to the All-Star break and then, you know, look back and say, okay, are we in the race? Can we catch the Twins? You know, that sort of thing. So, yeah, particularly now, I mean, everybody's in the race. You know, Miami Marlins are in the race. So, yeah, there's no way in the world he can trade him now. And like I said, I think it would be tougher to trade him in the offseason because I don't think he'd get much. I mean, let's look. You know, they put him out there last winter and never got anything they really wanted. The Dodgers came semi-close, but that's it. So if you're not going to get what you wanted a year ago when you had 2 years of time with Lindor, to trade him now, and teams only have 1 year of Lindor, the value is going to be even much, much less. So I think it's a much greater chance for him to stay through Cleveland at least for next year.
Bob Nightingale, we thank you very much for coming on the show. Appreciate the time and all the best to you and yours. Hopefully we're running down again soon, bud.
All right, look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.